I'm Kim Masters, host of The Business, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. Hello, John.
Hello, Kim. Welcome back.
Thank you. Yes, I was in Toronto, where I guess I left just before the weather got terrible, and I had quite a time. I have never been there before for the film festival, and I have lost my Toronto innocence now.
And you, I guess you were there for some of the big deals that were starting to go down. It seems as if it was actually a pretty active market, even if the sales were not big dollar deals. A lot of movies were changing hands.
You know, one of the main purposes of Toronto is to launch movies into the awards season, and not so much a sales market, but there were deals. I think one of the big ones is The Conspirator. The Lincoln assassination film and Lionsgate and Roadside Attraction picked up the U.S. rights.
But there were a number of movies that sold. There was the horror movie Insidious that Sony Pictures Worldwide bought, thinking it's maybe the next Paranormal Activity because it comes from some of the same filmmakers. The Weinstein Company looks like they picked up at least two, if not three films, including Submarine, a coming-of-age movie, Dirty Girl, a coming-of-age movie. And then Sarah's Key, the World War II film, so they're spreading their bets.
You know, many people have been wondering what the Weinstein Company is up to because their financing has been an issue. And I did bump into Harvey Weinstein up there and ask him, and he said—
I hope he helped you up.
he helped me up, and he said that he's still in the game, and he claimed that he is still Harvey Weinstein, even though, of course, you know, their company is not exactly high-rolling the way it used to be in the good old days.
Well, and they also had a movie that was in Telluride and Toronto, The King's Speech, that some people are thinking is maybe a lock for a Best Picture nomination. It's a story about King George VI, played by Colin Firth, and his stuttering problem. So let's just say King George VI would not be a perfect banter buddy, would he?
I don't think he would be a perfect banter buddy, but I do think that Colin Firth, who stars in that film, is also a lock for a Best Actor nomination. And I don't know what the rest of the field is like yet, but I'll tell you, he's going to be tough to beat. He's really
and
strong
in this
film.
He'd be a good banter buddy, too.
He would be. He'd be a charming banter buddy. There were some other sales of note. The 3D documentary from Werner Herzog, Caves of Forgotten Dreams, which I think you wrote about, John, was acquired by IFC. And that's about these French cave drawings that apparently were filmed in extraordinary circumstances because nobody's allowed in those caves, and they somehow got cameras in there and assembled them to shoot in 3D.
And IFC, which bought that film, bought another movie, Super, which had some footage at Comic-Con this past summer, and then it was a low-budget superhero story. So it sounds as if there were actually people spending money. I mean, you and I have talked a lot about the slowdown / death of independent specialized cinema, but it did sound as if people were much more active than they have been in years past. Did you get a good sense that people were optimistic about the business?
I didn't get the sense that people were jumping up and down for joy. I think there's still a lot of stress in the independent film world, but these sales have got to be somewhat encouraging.
Well, and obviously what will be more encouraging is if people actually go see these films once they come out later this year. That'll be the true test.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. So did you get to go to the Toronto Film Festival? What do you think is in Oscar contention? Leave us a comment at kcrw.com/thebusiness.